जय राधा मदाव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा मदाव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन बालाभ गिरिभर धारी, जय गोपी जन बालाभ गिरिभर धारी। जशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन हरि, जमुना तीर वन छहरि, राधमदाभ कुंज बिहारी, जय राधमदाभ कुंज बिहारी।
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतशी श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतशी श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की, ग्रंथराशिमं भागवतं की निताय गौर प्रेमनंदी। ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डेवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डेवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डेवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरी टू शिशि गुरु वंशी गुरंगा। थिंक वाज 19 द वन दैट इज reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, the Saman Bonan, chapter 9, Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna, text number 19. Evam sadarshita hyanga, eva shandarshita hyanga, हरिना वृत्य वत्स्यता। स्वावसेनापि कृष्णेन जश्येदं स्वेस्वरं सेस्वरं वसे, एव संदर्शिता ह्यंगा हरिना वृत्य वत्स्यता। स्वावसेनापि कृष्णेन जश्येदं स्वेश्वरं वसे, एव संदर्शिता ह्यंगा हरिना वृत्य वास्यता। स्वावसेनापि कृष्णेन Jasyedam Sveshwaram Base. Chan. Eva Sandarsita Hyanga. Harina Britya Vashyata. Base. Evam. In this manner, Sadarshita was exhibited. He, indeed, Anga, O Maharaj Parikshit, Harina, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Britabhasyata, his transcendental quality of becoming subordinate to his servitor or devotee. Svavashena, who is within the control only of his own self. Api, indeed, Krishnena, by Krishna, Jasya, of whom idam, the whole universe, Saishwaram, with the powerful demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, Vase, under the control. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O Maharaj Parikshit, the entire universe with its great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Lord Indra is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yet the Supreme Lord has one transcendental attribute. He comes under the control of his devotees. This was exhibited by Krishna in this pastime. Purport. This pastime is very difficult to understand, but devotees can understand it. It is therefore said, Darsyayam tat vidam loka atmano bhakta bhakshyatam. Bhagavatam 10.11.9. The Lord displays the transcendental attribute of becoming under the control of his devotees, as stated in Brahma Samhita 5.35. Eko pyasa rachajitun jagananda kotim jachaktirasta jagananda chajajadanta andantarasta paramau chajantarastam paramanu chajantarastam govindamadi purushantamaham bhajami. By his one plenary portion as Paramatma, the Lord controls innumerable universes with all their demigods, yet he agrees to be controlled by a devotee. In the Upanishads, it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can run with more speed than the mind. But here we see that although Krishna wanted to avoid being arrested by his mother, he was finally defeated, and Mother Yashoda capture him. Lakshmi Sahastra Sata Sambramama Sevyamanam. Krishna is served by hundreds of thousands of goddesses of fortune. Nonetheless, he is still bothered like one who is poverty stricken. Yamaraj, the controller of all living entities, fears the order of Krishna, yet Krishna is afraid of his mother's stick. These contradictions cannot be understood by one who is not a devotee, but a devotee can understand how powerful is unalloyed devotional service to Krishna. It is so powerful that Krishna can be controlled by an unalloyed devotee. This, in Bhagavad Gita 1.21, it is said that Krishna became the chariot driver of Arjuna. Arjuna ordered him, Senayor Ubajor madhye ratan stapaja mechuta. quote, "My dear Krishna, you have agreed to be my charioteer and to execute my orders. Please place my chariot between the two armies of soldiers." End of quote. Krishna immediately executed this order, and therefore one may argue that Krishna is also not independent. But this is one's agyan, ignorance. Krishna is always fully independent. When he becomes subordinate to his devotees, this is a display of Anandamaya Rasa, the humor of transcendental qualities that increases his transcendental pleasure. Everyone worships Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore sometimes desires to be controlled by someone else. Such a controller can be no one else's but a pure devotee. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Rupa Swami Iti Namine. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatyadi Satarine. Vancha kalpataru vyasha kripa sindhu vyaiva cha patitanam pavane vyo vaishnave vyo namo namaha. So Lord Kapiladev, he also described the powerful quality of unalloyed pure qualities. Specifically highlighted is that Krishna becomes controlled by pure devotional service. And that's a wonderful aspect that Srila Sukadev Goswami is fully appreciating and sharing that with Maharaj Parikshit. In fact, is the quality that most great personalities, devotees, in different levels appreciate of the Lord. When they have a full understanding of Krishna's position, and then appreciate how, although he is the supreme controller of all, he allows himself to be controlled by the pure love of the devotee. So there's many prayers from many different devotees that appreciate this fact, that how he carries the shoes of Nanda Maharaj over his head, how he drives Arjuna's chariot, how he allows Mother Yashoda to bind him, how he becomes afraid of Mother Yashoda's stick. So Prabhupada went through in the purport. So this specific quality that is highlighted is also explained in different parts of the Bhagavatam by the Personality of Godhead. In this case, Lord Kapiladev, he quotes this famous verse. Actually, Prabhupada likes to quote this verse, and Srila Rupa Goswami also quotes this verse in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that starts with this that describe the qualities of pure devotional service. I read the translation. This is in the third canto, chapter 29, text 11 and 12. And also 13 is included as part of the quotes from Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada. The translation, The manifestation of an unadulterated devotional service is exhibited when one's mind is at once attracted to hearing the transcendental names and qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is residing in everyone's heart. So this is the part that Prabhupada likes to quote. Just as the water of the Ganges flows naturally down towards the ocean, such devotional ecstasy, uninterrupted by any material condition, flows towards the Supreme Lord. So, the analogy of the flow of the Ganges that is so powerful that nothing can interrupt it, and is continuous, and is moving powerfully towards the ocean, and there is no way of interrupting that. So in the similar way, the pure devotee's attraction for the transcendental name, form, and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be stopped by any material condition. And this quality of haituki apratiyata, that apratiyata that is uninterrupted, that it cannot be interrupted, is a very important quality of pure devotional service. And the other one is there is no motivation. It's a haituki. There is no reason. The pure devotee does render the loving service to Krishna with no motivation, is just out of pure love. So the first symptom of this unmotivated love, pure, unalloyed devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami described as an anyabhilashita sunyam, that there is no desire to be fulfilled by rendering devotional service. The devotional service is just meant for Krishna's happiness. So the devotee doesn't pray for anything. Well, he does pray for something. He prays for devotional service, for more devotional service. So that's that prayer of the devotee, that he doesn't want anything. He didn't want liberation. And thus Lord Kapila Dev expresses that in the next verse, number 13. He says that a pure devotee does not accept any kind of liberation, Salokya, Sarsti, Samipya, Sarupya, or Ekatwa, even though they are offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So even if Krishna offers the devotee liberation, the devotee doesn't want liberation. The devotee just wants to be able to, in an uninterrupted way, perform this loving service towards, for Krishna's pleasure. So Lord Chaitanya prays, Nadananda Jananda Shundarin Kavitam Bajagat Isha Kamaje Jamman Jamman, what is it? Isha Kamaje Jammana. Ah, now I forgot. Nadananda Jananda Sundarin Kavitam Bajagat Isha Kamaje Mama Jammani Jammani Shware Babatat Bhaktir Ahai Tuki Twaji. That, oh my Lord, oh Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire a beautiful woman, nor I want any number of followers. I only want your costless devotional service, birth after birth. So that is the quality of pure devotional service. And that quality is what attracts the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, that quality is what by which Krishna becomes under the control of the devotee. When that is manifested, so therefore Srila Rupa Goswami explains in the beginning of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that Krishna, that because of that, devotional service is very rarely achieved. That's in the session, in the first session, in which chapter one, in which Srila Rupa Goswami explains that there are six qualities or six characteristics of pure devotional service. The first one is that pure devotional service brings immediate relief from all kinds of material distress. Two is that pure devotional service is the beginning of all auspiciousness. Three, pure devotional service automatically puts one in transcendental pleasure. Four, pure devotional service is rarely achieved. Five, those in pure devotional service divide even the conception of liberation. And six, is that pure devotional service is the only means to attract Krishna. So, specifically, this characteristic of being a rarely achieved is important in this context, because why rarely achieved? Well, because Krishna becomes control. So naturally, he have to be discriminating to whom he is going to give this capacity to control him. So Krishna is the one who bestows to the devotee this pure devotional service. And so even persons who are without any material desire, still they may not be able to achieve pure devotional service. So it's rarely bestowed. They have to be, again, this intense desire to actually serve Krishna, like the flow of the Ganges, like Srila Kapila Dev explains. So this type of devotional service can be only be bestowed. Explained that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that this Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latavich. Yes, that one very fortunate soul, after going through the cycle of birth and death in an unlimited manner in this whole cosmic manifestation, one may have the great fortune of receiving the mercy of Guru and Krishna. One come across with a personality, with a pure devotee. And by the mercy of the pure devotee, we can receive this seed of pure devotional service. And by the mercy of the pure devotee, this seed is cultivated and grows to manifest the fruit of prema, or pure devotion. So that is how one receives this very rare fruit. Srila Rupa Goswami, he quotes it, one of the Tantra Shastras, where Lord Shiva says to Sati, where he explains the rarity of devotional service. He says, Srila Rupa Goswami quotes, "My dear Sati, if one is a very fine philosopher, analyzing the different process of knowledge, he can achieve liberation from the material entanglement. By performance of the ritualistic sacrifices recommended in the Vedas, one can be elevated to the platform of pious activities and thereby enjoy the material comforts of life to the full extent. But all such endeavors can hardly offer any devotional service to the Lord, not even if one tries for it by such process for many, many thousands of births. So only can be received by the mercy of the devotee." And to highlight how one have to become blessed by the dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotee to actually obtain this, Srila Rupa Goswami also quotes a verse from the Uddhava Gita that explains that Krishna is telling Uddhava this very fact that he becomes fully under control. He's actually, Krishna is saying that how he comes fully under the control of the devotee. This is in the 11th canto, chapter 14, text number 20. He say, "My dear Uddhava, the unalloyed devotional service rendered by my devotees bring me under their control. I cannot be thus controlled by those engaged in mystic yoga, Sankhya philosophy, pious work, Vedic study, austerities of renunciation. Only by my pure devotees." So, that's why it's described as a great fortune to receive this seed of devotional service by the pure devotee of the Lord. By the mercy of Krishna, one comes in contact with the devotee, and by the mercy of the devotee, one receives the opportunity to grow in the process of pure devotional service. The development of pure devotional service from our perspective when we receive it is also a very wonderful thing, that under the guidance of the pure devotee, one have the opportunity to basically transform one's life and one's perspective of the goal of life. So by their mercy, by the mercy of the devotees, then the goal of life becomes obtaining this pure devotional service, as Lord Chaitanya explains. The actual goal is prema pumartava. So it's love of Godhead. And we become greatly encouraged and inspired when we when we see is to actually, the attractive part is not, okay, I have control over God. The atheist wants to have that. But one who is given the seed of devotional service, then, and with the guidance of the pure devotee, the attractive part is to have that loving relationship with the personality of Godhead, because that's the part that the devotee appreciates. And we're very fortunate because we'll be able to actually take part of the appreciation by these great personalities such as Sukadev Goswami, such as, you know, Krishna himself, Uddhava, Prahlad Maharaj, Arjuna, Queen Kunti, etc., etc. Maharaj Parikshit, they actually appreciating. And then we have all our Vaishnava Acharyas, Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sridhar Swami, etc., etc. All these great personalities just give us entrance to this appreciation and this beauty of being in that position of pure devotional service when one enters into this loving exchange with Krishna. Just as we're reading with Mother Yashoda, the beauty of that exchange, and it becomes even more beautiful when he enters into that very intimate space of just pure love and nothing else. So it's very, very attractive. It's very attractive for the devotee, and it's also, Krishna explains, that it's very attractive for him. It's the only way that he can actually be attracted. And that's one of the characteristics of this pure devotional service. Any comment or questions to devotees? Jitendra, what would you have to? Okay. So we can stop here. Garantra Shriman Bhagavatam Ki Jai.